Parshas Vayigash, we come to the climax of the Machlokas, the great controversy between Yosef and his brothers. And Yosef acts at this point more as a leader, as a Rebbe, as a teacher, the head of the family, trying to develop not a punishment for the brothers, but to bring them around to the correct derech. And how does someone become a Rebbe? How does someone become a leader in this sense? What are the characteristics that we look for in a teacher, in someone to explain, to someone to gear us towards the proper conduct? So there is a beautiful idea that when Yosef is misvada to his brothers, the first thing he says to them, Ani Yosef. Ha'od Avichai, what does that mean? Ani Yosef, again, Ha'od Avichai, the question that everyone is asking. What do you mean, Ha'od Avichai? You've been asking and speaking to them and speaking about the father. We know that Yaakov is still alive. You know he's still alive. Very interesting. Before we go into one shot, just a Derech Agav, I may have mentioned this in the past, a beautiful idea from Soloveitchik that when he was a child and he was in Cheder, and it describes it that Hanukkah is over and the long winter is in front of them and all the children in yeshiva are very, like, you know, somewhat depressed. What is it to look forward to? And they were learning at that point Parshas Vayigash and Taichik it over and over in Yiddish. And finally gets Ha'oda V'chai. He said the Rebbe stands up and he jumps up. He's very excitedly and asked the Rav, he says, what does that mean, Ha'od Avichai? And the Rav said he tried to give some simplistic answer. And the Rebbe says, no, that's not Pshat, Ha'od Avichai, meaning how do you look at your father? Do you look at your father as an old, decrepit individual who is someone of the past, who lives in the past, but has nothing to teach you for the future? Ha'od Avichai, do you look at your father as someone who is alive, someone who can teach the Mesorah and teach for the future? Beautiful, beautiful pshat. Rav said it never left him, left his memory, that lesson that he learned from the Rebbe that morning. But the Sifsei Kohen al Torah, Rabbi Mordechai HaKohen, who was from Meguri Arizal, explains as follows. Shelo hoye yochel Yosef l'shapek, he couldn't stop, he couldn't control himself at that point. V'sibas hadavar hu, ki b'chol pam sheyehuda hoya mazkir l'fanav avi, Yosef was margish ki'ilu tiku cherub b'libo. Every time Yehuda spoke about his father, Yosef shuddered. He felt as if a sword was pushed into his heart. Ki ayidei zeh his odor was low, rikshe yashoma, achlos kasher mavov kol hashanim. He started to feel tremendous feelings of guilt. Why didn't Yosef reach out to Yaakov to let him know, all is okay, Tati. I'm in Mitzrayim, but everything's okay at this point. Lehodiyo ki hu chai v'kayam. Uregoshim eila nis'atzmu b'kirba kol kachat shelo hoi yochol l'sapek v'hikish tzorach l'svadeh lehem tekev. He came to that point of his own feelings of guilt, that he himself could no longer control it. Leman yodiyo lavihem ki od Yosef chai, v'chi hu Moshe b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. He needed for them to tell Yaakov, I'm alive. Zehu kavanas hasha'ela ha'od avichai. B'loshim bidmiya. Kolomer b'vada yadish. Everyone, of course he knew he was alive. Ela shehu matamiya v'shol eich yitokin shacharei shonim rabos kol kach. How is it possible that my father is still alive? How was he able to go through life suffering with such memories, such thoughts? Avi adayin chai, af shegaranti lo kol kach harbe yogon. What is it saying? Garanti, I am the one who was gorim. I am the one who caused him so much tsar. Bezeh shelo hodati li mekom yaya. It says I never told him where he was. V'al derech zeh perish gam b'malbum. V'koshes zeh ki ilu omra oda v'chai me rov hatsoros sha'achshav hisvada lechet zeh shodi lo ki hukayim. Yosef himself comes to a point of unbelievable tshuva. He himself looking into his own heart of what he has caused harm to others. What a great mussar to understand. That when a person is mechozer b'tshuva, it's not only do you have to think about the chait that you have done, or the gram of the chait that you have done towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but how did your chait affect others in this world? There's an understanding. The Sfarno explains, Eich higia Yosef l'madrega zu. How did Yosef come to this madrega? Meaning, how was Yosef coming to this point? He did his own tshuva. He realized his own play, his own chait in this entire episode. And how was he able to come to a point that he was able to teach his brothers? The Yosef bal regesh kal bechaveri, he became such a bal regesh. He was trying to convince his brothers to bring them around, to bring them around to do tshuva. He's testing them over and over, giving them certain, the same circumstances that happened that caused such hatred of the brothers towards Yosef. He gave them other opportunities for them to do tshuva. It wasn't as a punishment for them, per se. It was to bring them around to realization, what he came to realize himself. And the Svarno explains as follows. Sha'aflo legrom lo shumtzar v'nezek dehinei behemshel chapsukim. It says, Masupi she Yosef armale achav. The atah lo atem shalachtem asi. You're not the ones who sent me here. Ki elukim v'yisameni le'ov leparo. Uladon l'chol beso. Umoshe b'chol eris mitzrayim. I was sent here by God to make me a father for Paro, or to control uladon all of his house, and to be Moshe in all of eris mitzrayim. And as far as it says as follows, ki birosam ato tachlis elokai shelo hayam musak zulatz eila sibos hakodmos. Why are you telling me that everything happened from before? Ein sofek shehasibos hakodmos hayu gam kein birotzen eloki lesavis hatachlis. This goes to the idea, why does he tell him, Hashem mechartem libi Mitzrayim, you're the ones who sold me to Mitzrayim. We know, the brothers know, indeed, that he was sold to Mitzrayim. So the Sefer, Kshutei Torah, the Rav Hagon, Rav Moshe Yuslavsky, brings as follows, a beautiful understanding with Divrei Hasfarno. Shamati Mimarei Rabbeinu, Hogar Rav Shimon Birnbaum, Shlita Shehiksha, Bishon LaHasof Hoyu L'Tachlis L'Machi Yishlochan. I understand at the end, this is why I'm here. Now I'm the head of a state, an important individual. I'm able to save you. I'm able to give you a place here to live. What do I have to go back to the beginning of the selling? The hagina kol vegam. Why do I have to tell them about all the tsaros? The 12 years they stayed in jail. What is this similar to? L'shtei Ashirim, two wealthy people. Someone who was born with a silver spoon, never knew poor, never knew poverty. The Osher, and this type of an Osher, he doesn't understand what a poor individual is asking for. See this so often, many yeshivas and universities. The Balabatim, the members of the board, are fabulously wealthy. They don't sound to have an asaga of the person who's struggling, how difficult it is to make tuition payments. V'hashene shemetchilo ha-yehu be'atzmo oni ve'evyon v'tam tam haniyas. But the poor person, another one, who wasn't always poor, who wasn't rich, but he was poor at one point. He is a person who remembers where he came from. And he remembers the poverty. And therefore, when a poor person comes to him, he gives him, he helps him immediately.
Kikam kol asibos hakodmos imocha ke'eved, ulesheves beveso asurim.
Hakol hayu mechia shulchani. He says all of this was necessary to develop me to the person I am, who I became, and to become a bal regesh, become a bal rachman, because I truly understand failure. I truly understand poverty. Soloveitchik points out that in the end, it's Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yehuda, who is the ultimate savior of Klal Yisrael, and not Mashiach ben Yosef. And part of the reason is because Yehuda was a chote. David was a chote. A chote understands Klal Yisrael, the transgressors, those who have failed. He is better able to be makar of them than the individual who never failed. Vayosem edvarov, she'ilo lo ha-yosef sova kol atzoros b'chayiv. If he didn't suffer so much, lo ha-yem mefarnes es haniyem b'midas ha-rachmanes ha-ruya. Now that he became such an important person, in Mitzrayim, it required rachmanes, how to treat the people, how to treat everyone who's in so desperate for food. V'rak kol hatzoros rambos v'rosh ha-eved b'chayiv, heim hoyu achanel ezeh she'yem moshev mefarnes haniyem k'royi. And only because he was making himself, he was able to accomplish all that he will accomplish. And to end, the Maran, the Yakuti Maran, he says, when a person realized, Reb Nachman ben Breslov understood, Shekasher Adam Yodeya Shekol Marasov Heim L'Tavasa, when you realize that every experience you have in life is for your good, that's the bechina, that's the level, olam haba. The kavan is devar of hishaba olam haba. Yireh kol echo kepol ech shekol mar osav hoyu l'tavosu. You'll be able to realize how everything in life had a purpose. Everything in life led to you to where you are. And so it is Yosef who comes to this realization. And is not angry at his brothers per se. He's meeting his brothers and he's there as a teacher. He's there to bring them around. The Chamudei Daniel says at this moment when Yosef is megalat himself to the brothers. In the Lashon HaPasuk, Yom Yosef Lachov, Ani Yosef Aravi Chai. V'lo yochlu echol v'anosi toki nivhalu mipanav. They were embarrassed. They were beside them. They had nothing to say. V'isa b'medrash. Ayilonu miyom hadim. Ayilonu miyom hatochecha. Woe to us in the yom hadin and the tochecha when we appear in front of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef ketanim shel shivatim hayu. V'lo hayucholu lama b'tochecha. They couldn't stand up to his tochecha. Hu hadin v'lo yochlu echol v'anoso so. Imagine when we go in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yochia Kolecha Veyachon, Lefi Mashahu, goes over to them. The video comes up and shows this is how you acted. Ha'olam Adivrei Chazal She Yosef Hochia Hazeecha Betzura Kolkach Margeshes Adshem Lo Yuchu La'mo B'ponav. They came to a point that they couldn't stand anymore. They couldn't come to an answer. She brought them to a point, I would add, to a point of unbelievable level of tshuva, of charata. We'll see how this falls out in the nesivas. The Hekshu Kolam of Farshim. Heichin Matsinu Batsarasa She Yosef Shemet Shel Tochecha. Where was the Tochecha? Okay, that was great tochecha. Where was the tochecha? Ani Yosef, that's all he said. Harehu lo amar lahem ela ani Yosef ha'od avichai. That's all he said. V'yod afilu im yeshkan remez nazifa nisteres hech shayeches ha'asham azu l'chol echa v'echa kefim ha'shehu. Where do you see all this? And the Sefer and the Beis Halevi, Reb Yosef Dov HaSalveitchik, the great-grandfather of the Rav, Shadivra Yosef Demra Miyada Achashasim Yehuda Lahasper Ketan Aviyam Lo Yemesugal. He said this immediately after Yehuda finishes his statement and saying, my father will never be able to handle this. Lisbolas Avedas bin Yamin bin Ohayakar. Vahaya Kiroso Kien Hanarva Mace Vaharidu Avadecha Shevas Avdecha Avinu. Iguna Sha'ela. My father will die immediately and would not be able to bear the pain of the loss of Binyamin. V'alkein him darshim she Yosef yishcharo so miyad. V'imlav harehim uchanim letzeis l'mochama k'day l'golo. If he doesn't release them, he's ready to go to war immediately. V'al hadeg mahazo shel achva v'regishos l'sholom avihim. Hochiyachoson. And this he says, ani Yosef arovichai. Kolomer, what does he mean? Levid of Rechem, Heich Yochel Avichem Lachios Ad Atam Erob Tzaro. So tell me, how was Yaakov able to make it until now? Harehu any yodei mimenu ad ata? Begam ani Yosef b'neu ha'ov. I too was a Yosef, his beloved son. Shkvar neva mimenu lefnei harbe shanim. Uvidvaram Eila Nitma Beremas Shayla Gadolo Stira Lachol Devrahim. And this, what he said, was hidden within it, the tremendous Vikuach, the tremendous Tochacha. Shehine Kol Ta'anosav Shehuda, Hisbasasu Latzaro Sheyakov, Sheyigmaron Blakichas Binyamin. What was his major argument? Look at the unbelievable tsar and sorrow that we will give to my father. V'kosha lehim, shem hem kol kach mechuyavim musarim l'rgashus aviyim, v'tachlas achuv achva. If it's so important to you, the love of your father, heichem lo choshishu lezeh, gam b'mechiros yosef. Where were you all these years earlier? When you sold Yosef. Shahay samitoch anochias u'betzura kara v'adesha. It was all about you. V'echav nivhalo metoch ha'chazu. So this they couldn't answer. This is the great hypocrisy he pointed out to them. This is what it means. We all one day are going to face the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to show you the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You claim one thing, but I'll show you 100 different ways where you live differently. Kol avam v'cheit b'fnei atzmo sovra adam sheyesh lo k'tas teiras. Go, misha einu no sin staka. This person doesn't give charity. Sover b'dato she'ein b'kocha l'fhazel l'achirim. I don't have enough money to just give it away. Mito kovid v'dochik ha'panos. You know how hard I have to work for it? I don't have enough money. V'ribu yatzarchem shebnei beiso, and my children, they need so many things. Emnam la'asad lavo, marm la'masa b'makam acha shehu b'vazas mamono. Really? And you had to spend so much money on this fancy car, the fancy house, fancy trips, the fancy vacations, and you didn't have enough money to help a yeshiva, to help a shul. That's the great hypocrisy that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to want to show. I didn't have time to learn, but I had time to do everything else in life. I spent many more hours than are necessary on vacations, on taking time. Everyone has to have some time during the day. We work hard. We spend so many hours taking care of our families and our children. We're spending so many hours of just going into the office and et cetera, et cetera. And say, I don't have time. How can I have time to sit and learn every single day? But I find time to do other things, so to go to the movies and to spend time golfing or swimming or whatever it is. Too much time. There's nothing wrong with doing those activities. But for city, it's the exclusion of being able to learn, that's when it's wrong. What does it mean? Don't be upset you sent me here. And the Malbim explains that Yosef mishtamesh kam b'loshen tisatzvu and yichar. He looks into the same words in Parshas Vayishlach. Be'inyan hamaisa shel hatzolas dina miyad shchem. Why is he using the same verbiage? Tiksiv b'nei Yaakov, bo'u min hasada kishamam b'yetru ha'nashim b'yichala hema'od. When they heard about Dina, the daughters of his atzivum b'yich, they got so upset. How could the two l'shachev as bas Yaakov v'chein lo yasa? To allow this to happen to our family? In the Sefer Birchas Yitzchak, Menachem Ganak says as follows, he tzia bir bezer she yosei bocha dafka b'lashonos ubi tuyim, and he dafka used this verbiage. Kidei lehochia chasecha v'lamet, in order to give tochecha to his brothers. Shatam hariga shimon v'levi is kol anshe shchem. Kidei lehochia es dina. Why did you do this? To save Dina. Ho yuzu mishim shirotu lehagen lachotam bas Yaakov. They wanted to protect their sister. So why didn't you do this for Yosef? Why didn't you do this for me? Why were you willing to kill these individuals to protect the family name? But you had no such feelings when it came to me. This idea of hypocrisy. Beautiful idea which comes into the emes hachet shel tzvias, the chet of hypocrisy. He chomer yose mishar averus, it's greater than all the other averus, the Chamudei Daniel writes. She'odom shemares atzmo ki'ilu ose betzedek, and a person acts righteously. Olula horos hetela atzmo, hula talemer ias chetov. He is more a heta for himself. Shekivan shehu midaber tamid odos asiyas mitzvus. Harehu merama es atzma loma shehu besede gomor ve'en lo amaladog. I'm a perfect, but it's nothing for me to worry about. Zui asib, and this is the reason. Sherivka haisa malei charada. She was very worried. B'mahalei charan shalom, when she was pregnant. K'tzva yisrotzuzu habanim bekirba. Why is going on with me? Why is this happening? She didn't know she had twins. She thought it was one individual. You know the famous story. When in front of the base of Avodah Zarah, Esav wanted to get out. Yaakov wants to get in front of the yeshiva. Uvesefer kol Eliyahu. To the Gra, the Vilna Gaon says, Perisha Rivka lo yada. He says, she didn't know that she was having two children. Eli sovra shehi uber echad, one uber. Vimkein hoi b'mokam laharher, chas v'shalom. She yeshtei v'shiyo shehari osa uber rots l'shtei kochus hafuchim. Who is this child that seems to be so contradictory? So hypocritical. Alkein tova amra imkein loma ze anochi. Rotsa loma imkein heche efshol lekayim is hamitzvah shol anochi Hashem alakecha. How can I be mekayim the mitzvah of anochi Hashem alakecha, belief in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, if my life is a life of hypocrisy? V'lachein v'telech l'drosh Hashem. Rotzaloma Kedas Rabbi Yakiva, Begamarim Sachem Shadarish Es Hashem Elochecha Tira, the Rabbos Tamidei Chachamim. Gam Rivka Halcha Kedelid Rosh, Ulisya Itzes Hashem Eitzel Tamidei Chachamim Beveitz Midrashal Shashem Ve'ever. And there they told us, Shnei Goyim Bevitnech, Ushnei L'umim Me'ech Yifrader V'le'em Olo Yamotz. Don't worry, they're two different children. One will go off the derech, one will be on the derech. Him roja heim beharoyin im tuumim. I'm tuumim. Shezeh yifrosh erisho v'zeh l'tumo. Uvezeh nishav sheledato, she calmed down. Ulechor tumo. I don't understand. Haysa marutza magila she'echem ebnei yerosha gomor. I mean, that it was okay that one of your children can be a rosha? Ubisefer Meshuchim Rabbi Yehliyahu Baruch writes, "B'shem Hagris, the Odav Kach sheYodasa Kol Hapachu sheEchem Ebnehi Yetzadik Gomor, uKenegdo Yerusha, Mashi Yodam Echad sheYeshlo Netzios Lekan Ulekan, Menoig B'Tzvias." Why? Why is it better at least one would be a Rasha and one would be a Tzaddik? Because the Rasha could be turned around. When a person is a hypocrite, when a person exposes himself, for you I do one thing, for him a different thing, he has no ability to do tshuva. He doesn't see within himself this hypocrisy, until he sees this hypocrisy. But he's able to live two separate lives and he's happy. He's able to categorize, this is the life of Rishus, this is the life of my tzidkus, and everything seems to be okay. And that was also the idea, beautiful idea from the Chidushei Harim, the animal, the chasida, the tumah, the yesoda tumah of chasida. Shepeirush Rashi shenikras b'shem chasida b'shvel sha'osa chasidas im chavruseha b'mizonos. The chasida does have a very beautiful side. There's tremendous chesed for the family, for the others who are similar to them. V'koshim came madua of ze'enenetar. So why is it not tahar? Hello, Kosovo Ramban. Sha'ofos ha-temeyim nidachim b'shvil ha-chzari yishabhem. The reason why their ofos are temeyim is because there is a mid of achzarius that they have within themselves, v'chasidah, l'chorehi balas midas tovos, shows a chesed em-chavrusaha. V'teres v'sefer likutei harim. Shetumas ha-chasidah, the tumah of the chasidah he, b'pnei she'ena osa chesed em kulam b'shova elo rak em chavruseho b'lvad. What a beautiful idea. He does chesed, but not for everyone. Only for those who are part of the families, those who agree with his ideology. It's a very beautiful story. Rav Soloveitchik was seen coming out of I must have said this a number of times, but it's important to understand, to remember. Stories are always nice to be chazar over. Salvation was seen coming out of a certain yeshiva. And students come over to the Rav, and he said, what are we doing in such yeshiva? He says, I was giving a check. Well, why are we giving a check? This yeshiva, they write against you, they speak against you. And the Rav smiled, and he said, yes, but they promised me that this money they wouldn't use for that purpose. Even a person who's so much against your own hashgava, even works against you, the mila of tahara is that you are makar of them, that you allow them to live as they were living. The beautiful hakdama of the Netziv in Parshas Bereishis. Why were the others called Yesharim? Because they were individuals who were able to daven for the most evil individuals, people who stood against them. Avram Avinu was mispalel for Sodom and Gomorrah. They were the epitome of evil. They were the epitome of everything against what Avraham believed, what he was trying to teach. He was trying to make of the world. And yet he had such passion for them. Because he has to have within himself this Rachmanis, and the Rachmanis is non-ending. But if it is ending, if it's only limited for a certain group, the tzni is the characteristic of hypocrisy would enter into the neshama of Avram, which couldn't be allowed. The Nesiva Shalom offers a very beautiful understanding, a little bit different. Hard to understand, but perhaps it also fits in with our theme of the evening. Again, he asked, "V'lo yochel Yosef l'shapek." He couldn't hold on at this moment. Vayikar hotziu kol ishma. He focuses on why were no other individuals allowed to be in the room. Ula halong siv vayomer ani Yosef achicha mishem echartem osim mitzrayim. I'm Yosef. That sold me into Mitzrayim. And the Nesiva Shalom again asks over here, why do I have to say, I know who Yosef is. What do I have to say? She machati Mitzrayim. V'yeshlomar inyan apima shekosu b'divrei Shmuel, and also in the Torah Sovos. Shebe'esis vada Yosef alachov ha'ye yichud elyon she Yosef ma'achim. The Nesiva Shalom is going to explain that at this very moment, there was an absolute batlonus, and take with everything we've said until now, where the brothers were able to see their hypocrisy. The brothers were able to see, oy va voy, what did we do? You're right. We're so afraid now of the loss of Binyamin and what it's going to do to our father. Why weren't we concerned about this before? And the Chamud of Daniel, by the way, pointed out, he said, why was Yaakov so upset later on? And we see he gets cursed in Parshas Vayechi. Because at that point, Yosef and Yaakov realized, oh, the anger you had against, in order to protect Dina, I see was faulty. It's hypocritical. You didn't care about it when it came to Yosef. We had to clear the room. When he came so unified with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And all of the brothers at that moment were becoming unified with Yosef and with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Od muvah sham shehu adas mashinisa b'knitzas ha-kohen ha-gadol le-kodesh kadosh. And this is exactly what happened. When the Kohen Gadol would go into the Kodesh Kadosh and b'chol adam lo yiyeh b'ohel moed b'vol l'chap ever kodesh v'atzeiso. No one could be there. Shehu adas shehim adregas b'kdusha shelokim esuga l'ikonis mayen. And the Sefer Shalom explains, he goes through the beautiful description of the Kohen Gadol. It's as if he left his body. Habib Azel Adas the Isa Bemenrush Shamakshala Pasbachal Adam Layabi Olamoid. No man can be in the Olamoid. The Kohen Gadol Lo Adamaya, of course he was an Adam. Elegatado Adam Rapinchas Bishar Shahya Ruchatot Kodash. Shari Alov. Hayupon of Boar Oskilapidam Alov. Shikashen Nichlas Ha Kohen Gadol when the Kohen Gadol walked into the Kodesh Kadash. Nisala Ozl Dregas Malach Basorov. Below how you cloud together, he's no longer in a level of a man. Al daze yeshloma gam bepesha sein in parshas sein. That's what happened in our parsha. The mashenema velo amen ishi tobis vada Yosef lechav. The regam Yosef va'achim atzman bechlal. All of them together. The Siva Shalom is pointing to a perfect and ultimate tshuva. Shehoya oz b'matzav shel spotless gemura. The ish meloshem yesh, they stopped from having individuality. Until now, what caused them to the great hate of the Mechiras Yosef? They worried about themselves. Who is this person? He's going to be Moshel over me. Always thought that Yosef, why did Yosef go over to his brothers and tell them all the stories? What was he thinking? But it's called Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik means, if it was you, I'd be just as happy. What do I care who was going to be the Moshe of, if this is the Ratzon to Kaddish Baruch Hu, so be it. What stops you from following the Ratzon to Kaddish Baruch Hu? The Ani, me, Yeshus, who am I? I need something. Shehaya Oz Bitzel HaYesh Gomer. In the Indian Hayichad Elion Shah Yosef and Machav who Yichad Yibus Yud based Rufe Shem Hashem. Bemesha Kolat Kufa Shay Marivo Pura Ben Yosef Lachim during this entire time. The separation Laha Yatsirif Ben Yud based Rufe Shem Hashem. There wasn't a putting together of the name of God. Viata Bachana Terem Yeridus B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim. And now, before they go into Mitzrayim, they had to come together for at least for a moment. Self, to start again. To have that yichud with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. To have a yichud with each other. To protect themselves against the hundreds of years they were going to be in Mitzrayim. And even then, look what they came to the 49th level of Tuma. Shehoya aleihem lavod shem golus arucha kazu. Hareputation lo yitamu shem tumas mitzrayim. Sarachoya lahagber as koach hakadusha b'mitzrayim. Al yedei shehem akudim yichud sheyud beitzrufei. Before, in order to succeed, to somehow to live, somehow survive this great golus, they had to have this great yichud, this great understanding of being mevatel myself for the purposes of the whole. Let me finish off with an Eish Kodesh. The Eish Kodesh, I think, fits in so perfectly with our discussion. We know that when Vayipol Atzavre Ben Yamin Achav Vayef Ben Yamin Bacha Atzavarov, we know that Ben Yamin falls on Yosef's neck and Yosef falls on his neck. And Rashi says, what were they crying on? The two Mikdashos. What's the pshat? And why is it we know that there was great crying also between Yosef and his brothers? Vayinashek l'chol echad, vayifal lehem. There also was kissing, there also was crying. And there Rashi does not write, al-churban ha-mikdashos b'chav ha-mitzechus Rosh Hashanah writes, mitzvos, he says on the mitzvah, mitzvos lav lihonis nitnu, Rashi says, elu l'ola tzavareihem nitnu. It's not for hana, it's an ol on your necks. Ze haremesh ha-bachu al-ol ha-mitzvos chaser b'shas ha-churban. The brothers, they were worried, they were crying about that after the churban, the loss of this old, the loss of doing mitzvahs. But Yosef and Binyamin were talking about the Beis HaMikdash. I called Ish Yisrael Yesh Old Betzavaro. Shekizos ukizos muchrachu lasos betorah u'mitzvahs b'chol yom. Every Jew has this old, this yoke on top of him. Kamba makshos of also in your thoughts and your actions and your diburim. Masha enken kishaba is ha churban shatzoros megarbas mod. When a churban hits us, when it's so difficult to be mekayim mitzvahs, v'chol kodesh v'Yisrael nechav nechrav chas v'shal olida, as lo rak masha ein notzim lehem lasos ein emotzim. It's not only the fact that sometimes you're unable to perform the mitzvahs. V'rak b'chlal ha'ol. But they even throw off the old. You were so inundated with such tremendous pain and tsar. That's what the brothers were crying about. Rashi's, they weren't crying that Chumrah, they were talking about the aftermath when people will give up on Torah mitzvahs. In Zeh HaRemez Gam Hala B'Yosef Shenofel at Tzavar Rosh Yaakov. And in the end, Yosef, when he falls in the Tzavar Rosh Yaakov, is such a strange medrash V'Yaakov Lo Nofel at Tzavar Rosh Yosef. Upe Rishram Shikora Kriya Shema. He read Kriya Shema at this point. And let me stop for a second. The Minchas Osha asks a very simple, beautiful question. We know he could be Shoel Mepnei HaKvod during Kriya Shema. Why didn't Yaakov at this point still be Mafsik? You're allowed to do it. There was even a discussion. Is it Hafsaka only in Dibur? Or can it be Hafsaka even with just pointing? What would it have been wrong for him to hug Yosef at this point and fall onto his neck also? Vinoda, but listen to the answer of the Eish Kodesh. Vinoda Hakushi Sefer in Avi Mori Harav Hakodesh Zechurna Tzadik Bekodesh Avracha Lomadavka B'Shas Zunik Rakhishma. Why? And Yosef did not. So he sees a conversation here. The brothers were crying about they're going to forget about mitzvahs. And Yosef was crying also with them and about the Churban Habayis. And they were crying about the future. What will be the future of Bnei Yisrael? They were giving up. Here are the brothers who just came back from the possible worst possible chait of Mechivas Yosef, a sale of your own brother, and you were able to do tshuva. And here they are, all of them, still looking to the future. What will be? Now I'll go back. Ha'od Avichai. The words of the Rebbe to the Rav. How do you look at your father? Can he teach you something now for the future? And the Eish Kodesh answers, yes. Merames gam kein lahanizke le'el she Yosef bochal ha'ol shabbat zavar. Yosef was crying. Yisrael ba'am ato legolus Mitzrayim. They're going into Mitzrayim. Eichi kamu ol mounts ol hamitzvos asher b'tzavaram. How are they going to survive? Herelo Yaakov Avinu kriyishma. Pashut b'mesiras nefesh. You don't know who these your children will be, your ancestors. You don't know who these generations are for thousands of years. They will utter the words kriyishma. They will say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Jew who wasn't from, the Jew who didn't know anything about Torah and mitzvahs, he lived a life in a secular world. And when he's marched towards the chambers in Auschwitz and Bergen-Belsen and all the concentration camps, they were singing an imam and bamuna shalema, and there were those who simply said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There will always be mesiras nefesh of a Jew. Vegam ki isa b'seifa ha-kodesh ma'ar v'shemesh. Sheha isha omer baboka kriyishma ki tukuna. If a person says kriyishma in the morning, the way it should be said, az avodoso es Hashem shebechol hayom ola ki tukuna. Everything will follow. Yaakov turned to Yosef. Don't worry about the future. You, all of your children, you're giving up. In the future, there will be individuals, all of Klal Yisrael. The neshama of every Jew is always there, that's calling out to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Simpler words, the Mesiras Nefesh, the idea that was within every Jew. In the end, Yosef acted at this point not with anger. He could have turned to the brothers and he could have thrown them all in jail. But you see over the last few weeks of the Kriyas HaTorah, really these are the most emotional parshios in all of Torah. So many stories, so many mussars, so many ideas to think about. And you could have readily understood of Yosef finally turning around to his brothers, you didn't care about me, going to jail. So much has to be understood. In the end, I think Yosef turns to them, not only as a leader, not only as a Moshe, not only as a Melech, but as a Rebbe, as a teacher, as someone who loves his family, and someone who was trying to bring his family back over to do a tshuva gemurah.